have this new new recorder. Hopefully you won't have all the problems with the other one. So, anyone? Something?
Vaishnavas, that
and, you know, we only disregard or maybe personalities like Srila Prabhupada, who are transcendentally situated, they can then act or disregard or act contrary to the wishes of other devotees. But the general conduct of conditioned souls is they see themselves through the eyes of Vaishnavas. Because conditioned souls tend to be very prejudiced about their own position in Krishna consciousness. So a neophyte devotee will think, actually everyone's wrong, I'm really doing okay. That's the symptom of a neophyte Vaishnava. Rather, a well-situated Vaishnava, he thinks a little distant. Ishvara Tadini Su Bali Su Drema Maitri Miksha. He's particularly connected with Vaishnavas, and he practices his devotional service in relationship to Vaishnavas. What Ritrasura does and what Srila Prabhupada does and so on. Like sometimes people will say, well, Srila Prabhupada left Gaudiya Math, so we can leave ISKCON. It's not a very good philosophy. So without getting into the details of what that is, but Srila Prabhupada is Srila Prabhupada, and you know, for his own reasons he can do things. But for us, Prabhupada said, never leave ISKCON. So if devotees give an opinion about us, then that should weigh in quite heavily in our assessment of ourselves. We shouldn't necessarily be bewildered by our own minds. They may tell us something different. Actually, we're all okay. It's just the devotees that are not in the know. Between what devotees see about us and what we see about ourselves, then we should give credence to what devotees see and say, because it's more likely a realistic picture.
So then you mentioned that the take up devotional service for some time, but they don't really understand the point of eternal service to Krishna.
They don't understand the purpose of pure devotional service. Because they don't understand the point of pure devotional service. They don't understand what pure devotional service is. A conditioned soul that is always obsessed with himself, just like an obsession. Everything that happens to me, and that's the measure of everything. What fulfills my needs. Whereas pure devotional service is what's pleasing to Krishna. And someone doesn't understand that. That's what means eternal service, means pure devotional service. Because it's not performed in the eternal world, in the spiritual world. It's just to do with the material world, and it's to do with conditioned souls. It's temporary activity, and it just leads to rebirth in the material world. It's used in both senses. It's used in the sense of non-devotees, in that everyone is potentially a devotee. Everyone's potentially a devotee of Krishna. Mad bhakteshu abhidashashi. And the other is particularly talking about subject of Bhagavad Gita amongst Vaishnavas. That's also equally important. And that's also preaching. Preaching isn't just giving Krishna consciousness to non-devotees. Preaching is making sure that devotees become devotees and rise to higher standards of devotional service. So Krishna's talking about different types of devotees in Bhagavad Gita. For someone who comes from becoming a karmi and just becomes a neophyte devotee, if he stops hearing Bhagavad Gita, he'll go back to becoming a karmi again. So it's important that yaidam paramam guyam, that the non-devotees or the neophyte devotees, they become intermediate devotees, and the intermediate devotees become advanced devotees, and That all happens by preaching. That's also preaching. So it's we need to be very very clear about that. That preaching isn't restricted to giving those people who don't know anything about Krishna Krishna. It means ensuring that the people who have come in touch with Krishna, they stay in touch with Krishna, and they keep progressing, keep advancing in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, what was the point of bringing them to Krishna? So just like with book distribution, book distribution brings people to Krishna, and then after that, those people who've come to Krishna, we want to teach them also what's in the books and have them practice and realize the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And that's all preaching.
But it will be
realize and glorify that spiritual master, just whatever someone is, it should be Shoti Abramanishta, should be properly situated in transcendence, should be properly situated on a spiritual platform, but he's properly situated as a practitioner.
It's so nice, yeah.